Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you've been watching the news lately, you might have seen a little bit of coverage about the Affordable Care Act and Congress's actions delaying various taxes and fees as part of their budget negotiations. So how does this affect your coverage? My guest, of course, in this series, Marianne Eterno, President of Government Relations for Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance. So Marianne, Congress recently enacted some changes to ACA and the taxes and the timelines. And what are those?
Well, there's three. There are three that are going to impact everyday Americans with the cost of their insurance or keep things lesser expensive going forward. The first of those is the medical device tax. And a medical device, as you know, is everything from the thermometer you use to take your child's temperature to the microsurgery instruments that a neurosurgeon uses to operate on somebody's brain. So anything that's not a drug is a medical device. And there was a tax put in place by the ACA that taxed every single medical device company 2.3% on their revenue, not on their profit, but on their revenue. It went into effect in 2013, and it's really hurt a lot of smaller companies. There are a ton of little companies, less than 100 employees per company, that are in the medical device field because it's easy to get into. They get one patent or whatever. They have an invention. Boom, they're in the marketplace. So this tax now has been suspended for 2 years, which is great because it helps save jobs. It helps keep costs down on things like your parent's cane or wheelchair or your child's thermometer. So we're going to see a lot of incidental benefits from that tax being delayed.
Wow, that's a pretty cool thing. So that'll go on for the next 2 years and then it'll be revisited, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I know it's these things that you just, I mean, you hear about them, okay, Congress delayed this or that, but you don't really realize how it affects you day to day. And these are the kind of things that I think people really need to be aware of.
And what about the timelines? Yeah.
Well, like I said, that one was delayed for 2 years. So what's going to happen is in 2018, it'll be revisited again. By then, there will definitely be a new president. We don't know who it'll be. You know, there'll be new people in Congress, and the economy will be in a different place than it is now. So we'll see what happens with that. It might be delayed again. It might be repealed outright. They've been trying to repeal it since it started in 2013. So this delay was a big deal. The next one is the health insurance tax, and this is a tax on health insurers, so companies that sell health insurance. It started in 2014. This one's only been suspended for 1 year. And so for 2016, companies are not going to have to pay this tax. This is a huge tax. It's bigger than the medical device tax. It's bigger than everything else. It was the single biggest tax within the Affordable Care Act meant to fund most of the rest of the law. And it's really what it does is it accounts for about $200 worth of every premium increase for every person that has insurance. Because health insurers have to pay this tax and they pass it on to everybody else through premiums in their policies. So about $200 per year per person accounts for this tax, which is going to collect about $159 billion over 10 years. And it's just a flat fee that was slapped on every company by the law. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money they make or don't make. Everybody has a share of this amount. And so for 1 year, it's going to be suspended. So that, as we've seen, you know, insurance premiums have been going up and up every year. So there might be a little bit of a stabilization for a year because this tax won't be there.
Okay, and now tell us about the Cadillac tax.
And this is the biggest one, and it's funny because people don't realize how this is going to affect them. Everybody hears, oh, the Cadillac tax and unions and things like that, but this is going to trickle down to everybody. The Cadillac tax was a tax on the cost of insurance plans that employers were going to have to pay. It was going to start in 2018. It's been delayed for 2 years until 2020. And what it originally said was every employer who offered what they called a high-cost health plan would have to pay a 40% tax, so 40% of the cost of that high health plan, to the government. And the cost of the plan was figured by not only what does the employer pay in premiums, what's the value of that plan. And that included things like the wellness programs that an employer might offer for free to their employees because they're trying to be good employers and help their employees to be healthy and happy by offering smoking cessation or a workout room or subsidizing their gym membership. All of those costs were factored into what the total of the health plan cost. And so it's not just the insurance. And so this tax was going to start capturing almost every employer at some point. It was pegged to inflation. Every year, this value was going to go up. And so employers were starting to look at it now, thinking, oh my gosh, in 2018, I've got this tax I'm going to have to pay because I offer really nice insurance to my employees. So what can I do to get out from under that? So they've already started raising deductibles, raising premiums, the part that the employee pays, because those subtract from the value. Employers have started to cut back on their wellness plans, because they don't want to have to pay this tax. So by delaying it for 2 years, that again gives employers a bit of a break. They can breathe a little. It gives the future government a chance to look it over and decide what they really want to do with it.
So Marianne, and you and I are so great together, and we don't get political, but I do want to ask you, with the delay of the health insurance tax, then how, without the tax dollars coming in on this, then how are some of these things going to be paid for? Then where does the money come from?
That's a really good question. Economists have estimated that just the Cadillac tax alone is going to add $91 billion to the deficit over the course of the next 10 years. So yeah, there are huge costs to delaying these things. Where that money comes from, I don't know. I don't know if you know. Sometimes I think the government just prints it in the basement somewhere.
I think they probably do. Well, I mean, if we would have won the, lottery last night, then I could have helped pay for some of this stuff.
There you but go. I would have too.
In the meanwhile, so I want to go back to the medical device tax for just a second.
Sure.
And medical devices. Before all of this and before the Affordable Care Act, were these medical devices being taxed at a particular rate and now it was higher and now there's a delay? Or were we seeing it? Because walkers, wheelchairs, those kinds of things, you buy them at certain pharmacies and maybe they're $40 upwards of $700. So
right.
Where was it before?
It was just a normal tax like any other corporation or business entity. Medical device manufacturers were not singled out for anything special because of what they made. This law singled them out and made them special. And besides the normal taxes that any company would pay on their profits, the medical device manufacturers had this extra 2.3% tax that they had to pay. Let's put it this way. In the first 6 months, it went into effect in 2013, the government collected $900 million in 6 months in taxes, extra taxes, on the device manufafacturers.
Wow.
There was a lot of money flowing to the government from this particular tax. And there were, like I said, a lot of companies were starting to suffer from it.
Yeah, you don't even really realize in the amounts that we're talking about. So in the last 30 seconds here, Marianne, wrap it up, because this is a little bit confusing for people about these taxes, the delays, the changes. So kind of just wrap it up for us.
Well, the good news is that we won't see price increases on our thermometers, on our Band-Aids, on your mom's or dad's cane or wheelchair coming up in the future the way we would have. Prices are going to be stable. Insurance premiums are going to be a little bit more stable for the next year, and benefits are going to be a little bit more stable for the next couple of years. So these are a breathe easy sort of tax delays for the average consumer.
Well, that's great news. It's always good to hear a little bit of good news, and certainly when it comes from Marianne Eterno. And you can see more on this series if you have any questions about the Affordable Care Act and what's going on with Obamacare and these changes and timelines. Go to the front page of RadioMD.com and see Marianne's whole series, because she can answer any questions that you might have. So go on there, listen to all the podcasts, share them with your friends. That's how we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.